Racial justice activists have sued the Sacramento Police Department, alleging discrimination and harassment after engaging in anti-racism protests. Tiffany Moyer, an attorney with the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights, says the Sacramento Police Department has a reputation for brutality toward people of color who stand up for their rights.
Over many years, it has used excessive force, surveillance, harassment, and arrest to send a message. And that message is, you are not welcome to express your opposition to our police power, and especially not in the name of racial justice or Black liberation. During the George Floyd uprisings, where people marched in the streets to end violent policing of Black people, the Sacramento Police Department exacted a shocking amount of force, brutalizing legal observers, medics, bystanders, and anyone who appeared to be protesting or aiding protesters.
According to the suit, one plaintiff's home was raided months after participating in a Black Lives Matter protest in the wake of George Floyd's murder. Some 80 police officers, SWAT units in tactical gear, gang units, and investigators raided Geronimo Aguilar's home that he shared with his pregnant wife and elderly parents.
My home was invaded by over 80 law enforcement, militarized officers, two SWAT trucks. There was gang unit, officers from different jurisdictions, I believe, and they were all in military gear, pointing weapons at myself and my family, my pregnant wife, who was 2-3 months pregnant at the time, my elderly parents, who both suffer from chronic illness. They surrounded my house, and they blocked off my entire block. You know, it's trauma that I still live with psychologically. My family still has to live with.
Pilar Gonzalez, the director of the Accessibility Project at the Civil Rights Education and Enforcement Center, said the lawsuit against the Sacramento Police Department and the City of Sacramento covers two First Amendment claims.
The first one, in which plaintiffs are alleging a violation of their First Amendment right to protest due to retaliation at the hands of the Sacramento Police Department. Plaintiffs have been chilled from engaging in their First Amendment rights due to the police department's brutal and unmeasured force. The police acted in such a way to stop our clients and the many other racial justice protesters from engaging in this protected speech activity. Second, the defendants unconstitutionally discriminated against plaintiffs based on the content of their speech.
Litigants say they hope the lawsuit will change how Sacramento police treat people of color, particularly Black Lives Matter activists.